here from the Willow Pod, and we have got Beth back with us again, going on to episode 2 of our series. So in the last episode, we spoke to Beth about how she met Pete and how the love bombing started, and we left it off that he had moved in. So we're just going to carry on from there and see where Beth's story takes us.
So he's moved in, Beth. What started happening then? Is that when any coercive tactics started?
So Pete moved in quite rapidly. So in the excitement of meeting a man and falling in love and this man with you, there was probably detail that I missed along the way. For example, his personal circumstances. So I believed everything that this man told me. I had no reason not to. His position of being a single man was that he had recently split from quite an unhealthy relationship, and that he had twin daughters with a lady who, by all accounts, was a chronic alcoholic. And it was impossible for him to stay in the family home because she was violent. Hence, he was a single man. And with that, he earned great sympathy from me. So I started to be uncomfortable with some of the things that Pete was telling me. Number one, if this were the truth, where his relationship was with his daughters and supporting them. But he made it very clear from the off that his ex-partner, mother to his children, was a very unpleasant lady. And to protect me, he wanted to shield me from that. And he didn't want to trouble me with his personal life because he didn't want to bring that into our relationship. At that time, when Pete had moved in with me, it is true that his ex-partner, who he claims was a raving alcoholic, somehow had obtained my phone number and was persistently calling me and demonstrating quite threatening behaviour. So again, I didn't think to question what Pete was telling me. At times when I would raise questions, Pete would make me feel like I was questioning things that I shouldn't. He would distract me from the questions I was raising. So in summary, what happened once Pete moved in, I started to feel uncomfortable. Things didn't match up. He would often change stories about things he was telling me. The reality, I think, of Pete moving in with me and, wow, okay, where do we move forward from this, started to raise questions. So I guess I looked at the relationship more seriously than I did in the initial love bombing stage. But that said, I was still convinced that this man was madly in love with me and believed his sob stories, and that, you know, it was my duty to support Pete. And being the good woman that I wanted to be to Pete, you know, everything isn't perfect, and it was my job to support him in what I then believed was he was the victim. He was the victim in that separation, and I know that not to be the truth. He would start to be quite evasive in his movements in terms of where he was going for work, yet he was always demanding to know where I was, what I was doing, who I was spending time with. I didn't recognise this at the time. I recognise this in reflection, but it's red flags potentially for people to look out for, in that if he knew I was leaving the property, for example, to go play sport, go to a work meeting, he would always be on the phone checking up on my movements, I guess. And then to say something struck home and I felt uncomfortable, that would be true. However, at the time, I accepted I was in a relationship with Pete, and I would support him with my loyalty in whatever came our way. Soon after that, I fell pregnant, and I guess that I now had a family unit with this man. And then therefore, any reservations I had to dismiss, because I'd now formed a family unit with Pete.